Warning. This episode of The Kim Bob Show contains spoilers for the latest episodes in the Netflix hit Startup. This Bardagulan episode is for fun, and it is not meant to promote divisiveness or fan wars. Please enjoy it!
Hello everyone, this is your resident girl group and 17 enthusiast, Z.
And this is your part-time, tea-time, full-time fangirl, Nasimichi.
And this is your all-around K-culture enthusiast, Nasi Ayla. And welcome to
The Kimbap Show! Where we talk about all things K. All things K.
Pero meron tayong mga special guests tonight. Kasi meron tayong very exciting Bardagulan episode. So, let's go. Pakilala kayo.
Okay. So, wait lang. Gusto ko muna ipakilala yung side ko. So, ayan. Ako po si Z, team ano tayo, team Jipyong, and together with me is my good friend Demi. Demi, please introduce yourself.
So hi, ayun nga, super fan. Yes, jowa ni Jipyong. Ako talaga yon. So Demi, imida. Charot. Pero ayun, hi, I'm Demi. Yon, I'm so excited for today actually. It's the topic is so close to my heart.
Actually, nakakatawa si Demi kasi every after episode ng Startup, lagi siya mag-message sa akin sa Telegram, tas Gina G siya. So, very perfect siya for this episode.
Wow.
So,
OMG, madami siya na siyang bala.
Hindi niyo lang alam. Joke.
Ayan. Tas ako naman, nandun ako sa kabilang side, Team Dosan. At mahirap humanap ng kakampi.
Actually.
Pero ayun, ang kasama ko, in-invite ko dito si VP.
Hello! Hello, hello. Huwag sa self-intro pa ba ako?
Yes! Gumi!
Pero feeling ko yun.
Hi! Ako ang nawawalang kapatid ni Dosan. Charot! Wow. Kaya ako makampit. Ako pala si VP. Hi! If familiar yung boses ko, you might have heard me from Astrology and The Shippers, and wow or no, masipag na bata. So, thank you for having me here.
Let's go!
Let's go! Sa mga hindi nakaalam, if you've been living under a rock, which is, hello, it's unrealistic, Startup is a 2020 K-drama that premiered on October 17, 2020 on TVN sa Korea and Netflix worldwide. The episode is always up every weekend, so dito nagpapabuhay yung weekend natin ng mga karamihan.
Woo!
Yes. All respect. My God, totoo. So, Startup focuses on a lot of themes. Starting with family, biological family, and found family, establishing a business, thinking of innovations, reaching for your dreams, women in leadership roles, artificial intelligence and progress, mental health, and yung pinaka-hot topic talaga, kaya madami natin Startup, romance! Romance! Wala na akong masasabi doon, romance. You know what? Sa totoo, ito ha, I'm coming clean. Wala kasi akong team kasi I'm just here to flex my ignorance. Shut up. No, I'm starting to like start up very late kasi we need to host the viewing party. And then, syempre, para kung tanga, nakinood ako. So, parang later on, after the watch party, parang naging invested ako tuloy. And, nag-gets ko na bakit it's a hit. Mm-hmm. It's a hit show for us here in the Philippines. So, now that we have the basics right out of the way, mm-hmm. Ito na nga yung pinakainitan natin, kaya bakit may episode na to. Let's start now. No disrespect, ha? Let's start now with the debate. Oh, diba? May debate tayo. So, the rules are, ako yung moderator, kasi, mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm flexing my ignorance here. Charot. The rule here is one talking point or talking theme will only be discussed for around 7 to 10 minutes. Pwede ang baklaan and pwede paunahan ang sagot. Ang Wait. Gagawin ko doon, ang gagawin ko, bigay ko yung questions. I'll give each team 7 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Paunahan lang dyan is by virtual bato-bato picture. What do you mean? We're on a Zoom call anyway.
Wait, so parang habang nagde-discuss yung mga, say yung other team, pwede kami mag-bot in or they have to finish the entire 7-10 minutes first before we can rebut whatever point we have to rebut.
I think mas maganda kung tapusin mo na yung isang team.
Sige.
Okay. Kung sobrang talaga lang ng si... emotions.
Si Z.
Pwede na niya i-flex yung pagka-Scorpio niya. Pisces po ako.
Gusto ko lang i-clear kasi baka mamaya Gina G ako tapos bawal pala.
Ikalma mo yan.
Ikalma mo lang yan. Wait. So, first topic of the night. Wow, of the night na nila. So, topic number one. Past or present? Saan ka ba talaga? If you were on Dalmi's shoes, doon ka ba sa sumulat ng letter sa'yo 15 years ago? Or doon ka sa taong kasama mo ngayon? So, patupik mo na tayo.
Oh, Demi. Demi, go.
Demi.
Hello, okay lang, past na.
Mag-open ako ng camera.
Unahan ng past.
Unahan ng pass. Go.
Wait. Sa ano? Sa Dawson, sino magbabato-bato pick? Ikaw, Ayla?
Sige.
Sige.
Naka-zoom okay naman tayo eh.
Eh, kaso baka may delay. Okay lang yan. Sige.
Okay lang yan. Bato. Bato pick.
Nanalo ang Jeep yung...
Okay!
Ay, Dawson okay. Pala, sorry. Sige, you'll go
Dawson
first.
Pala, okay.
Timer starts now. Mm.
So, for me kasi sobrang important ng present. Kasi nandun ka eh. Like, nararamdaman mo yung pinaparamdam ng tao sa'yo at the moment. And... kung pinaparamdam niya yun at the moment, syempre iisipin mo parang, ang swerte ko naman, parang gano'n, na may nagmamahal sa akin in this moment. Sa ikaw ba, VP?
Yeah, actually, agree ako dun, kasi parang, mas importante yung present, kasi nandyan na eh. Diba? Parang, yung past, tapos na yun. Pwede nang i-let go. Kasi, okay na, nangyari na, you had your chance, ganyan. So, and now, nandito ka na, so, eto na yun eh. That's what you have eh. So, bakit ka pa babalik, ba? Diba? Parang, why go back to an older model when you have the newest and latest?
Ooh!
Words of wisdom.
So, sorry
quotable
naman sa
quotes.
iPhone. Sorry sa iPhone 7 Plus ko ha. Sorry po.
Meron pa ba kayo idadagdag? Daming nating time.
So, ayun. Parang, ewan kasi for me, parang kahit na ang tagal nang nangyari, like, halimbawa, 15 years, and, oo, nakatulong sa'yo yung nangyari sa'yo 15 years ago. But at the same time, yung present mo kasi, may tao na willing sumalo sa'yo, may tao na willing kang samahan sa lahat ng pinagdadaanan mo sa buhay, may taong hahawak sa kamay mo, sa bus, sa mga conferences, sa mga... alam mo yung nandun siya palagi and very willing siyang i-express yung nararamdaman niya in the present. Kaya sobrang narupok ako doon, girl. Like yung episode 1, super ambivalent ko pa kung sino kasi nga parang, hala, grabe yung historical kineme. Pero yun nga, parang getting to know Dawson. Wow, getting to know tao. Well, getting to know him. Parang grabe yung being in the present niya as a lover. And bet ko kasi yun.
As a person or as a Pisces?
As a person, as a Pisces, and as a K-drama fan. Ang dami!
Ikaw, so,
VP. Actually, yeah, yun, gusto ko rin i-add na parang, kasi sure, yung past mo parang natulungan ka niya to get where you are now. Pero 'di ba, sino yung kasama mong nagsa-struggle ngayon and growing with you through those struggles? Parang feeling ko 'yun yung mas importante. Kasi you met each other at a certain point of your lives and now you're moving forward, 'di ba? So paano ba tayo mag-grow kung babalik tayo sa nakaraan? 'Di ba? So parang for me, 'yun yung importance ng present kasi you're growing eh. You're developing and parang you're growing together. Magkasabay kayong umaandar. Mm. Diba? Walang tulak-tulak dito.
Yes.
Natatawa ako. Nakikita ko yung reaction ni Demi habang nagsasalita yung Team Dos.
Ayaw niya pa ba? Oh my God.
No comment.
Yung ilong niya nakikita ko eh. Bubuka yung ilong ni Demi.
May gusto ka pa bang idagdag, VP? Kasi feeling ko nasabi ko na yung sasabi
ko. Ako okay na. Ako feeling ko strong yung argument natin.
Oo. So, wow. Oh my gosh.
Sa kayong declaration confident na yun.
Doon tayo sa present. Sure. Oh, ready na kami. Okay.
Okay. Ademi.
Mauna ka na, Z. Mahaba ako.
Wait,
6 minutes. Char.
That's four minutes. 4 minutes yung ano, nakayanan ng Team Dosan. Oh, good luck na Team Jipyong.
Okay.
Go,
okay. Go Z.
Start.
I just wanna say na based dun sa tanong, sabi kasi, if you were in Dalmi's shoes, who would you choose? Someone you talk 15 years ago or someone you have in the present. So, contextualize ka lang, diba? Dalmi's shoes. Diba, for the longest time, for the past 15 years, Dalmi was able to hold out, waiting for Jipyong, or like, Nam Dosan, quote-unquote, Nam Dosan in the letters. Kasi bakit? Kasi diba, during the roughest time in her life, the only person that was there was Nam Dosan, or for convenience na lang ng mga listeners natin, let's call the Nam Dosan in the letters as Han Jipyong na lang para less confusion. Okay.
Kasi so
during the roughest time of Dalmi's life, the only person that was there was Han Jipyong. 'Di ba sabi niya, "You were the spring." Siya yung spring sa buhay niya. Oh my God. Kinikilig ako, naiyak ako. Sabi niya dun sa mga last few episodes, 'di ba? Parang yung nagkaaminan na sila, na si Han Jipyong nga yung sumulat ng letter. Sabi niya, ikaw yung spring. So parang, si Dalmi lagi niyang kana-question kasi lagi siyang iniiwan ng mga tao sa buhay niya. Iniiwan siya ng mama niya, iniiwan siya ng ate niya, iniiwan siya ng tatay niya, kahit hindi, tatay niya na hindi naman, like hindi naman on purpose siya iniiwan ng tatay niya. Pero, lahat ng tao, iniiwan siya, pero may dumating. Although, not physically, but through letters. Sabi ko nga kasi, ako kasi personally ha, hindi kasi ako ma-physical touch na tao. Mas prefer ko yung words. Ganyan. So, I find comfort in words. So,
Scorpio
kahit hindi
power.
Ko physical na kasama yung tao, as long as I talk to them constantly, or like na-assure ako na through words, that's enough for me. And that's why I guess I'd still pick Jipyong. Even I'd still pick someone from 15 years ago. Ayan, Demi.
Wow.
Go.
Demi, go.
De, kasi ako.
Sabi mo mahaba yan ah.
Yes, as so Demi nga. Ano kasi? Hindi, ako personally, pipiliin ko yung mas may history with me. Talaga. As in, wow, based on experience. Charan! Hindi, pero ano, parang, hindi, kasi kung may ganun na ako, kung may someone na nga akong kinakausap, for the longest time, isipin mo like 15 years, hindi nga siya nag-entertain ng ibang tao kung hindi nagpakilala si quote-unquote, Dosan. Gets ba? Hindi siya mag-entertain. So, feeling ko kasi ako din ganun ako. Hindi ko na may isip maghanap. Though, hindi ko nga siya nakikita. I mean, kaya siguro good ako for LDR. Wow, nag-decide. Hindi, pero yun. Ako, pipiliin ko talaga siya. Kasi ang rich nung history namin. And he knows nga what I've been through. Unlike, at saka, ewan ko, siguro nga, kung ako kasi yung sinulatan ng ganun, again, words of affirmation din kasi yung gusto ko. And for me, quality time din yun na nag-effort siyang magsulat at magpadala for me. Sobrang ano yun eh, parang ang tawag doon, parang hala, naubusan ako ng words. Pero like, na yung heart ko nadadala. Shucks! Kailangan magaling ka lang pala magsulat at magsalita para makuha mo ko. Charot! De, joke lang!
Pasintabi ko sa mga listeners.
So, hello. Kung may gusto man dyan magsulat for me, tatanggapin ko kayo. Pero, ayun. And hindi lang niya kasi ako, ayun mo yun, feeling ko nagka-feelings siya sa akin through that letter din. Damang-dama ko yung comfort. Yun nga, like what Z said na, iniwan ako ng lahat ng tao, tapos ikaw, kahit hindi kita nakikita, you provided that comfort to me. And ang hirap nun, kasi hindi mo kailangang hawakan ako, yakapin ako, at sabihin, Demi, okay lang yan, chu-chu-chu-chu. Kasi kaya nang gawin ni Harmony yun eh, ni Lola, kaya niya yung gawin. But that comfort na nadala niya sa akin through the letters, is something na hindi ko malelet go or basta-basta ko lang mabibitawan, like what she did, you know? I mean, in the show, but ako personally, hindi ko kaya. Matagal ako makamove on. Tried wow. And tested talaga.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We still have time, diba? Because I have something to add.
Go.
Ayan.
Four more minutes.
Ayan. While Demi was speaking, I thought of something na, and parang looking, paano ba? Watching the episode or the watching startup lang, parang mas kilala pa ni Jeep yung si Dalmi.
Mm, yeah.
Kahit sa letter lang. Kaysa sa pagkakakilala ni Dosan kay Dalmi, kahit physical sa lang magkita. Like, the connection, I think, is deeper.
Mm.
Kasi, ewan ko, diba, kapag nasa rough times ka talaga, tapos may someone na dumating, iba talaga yung makukultivate mong connection with that person. Yeah. I'm not saying naman na nung dumating si Dosan, okay na si Dalmi, established na siya. Meron pa din siyang mga bumps along the way, pero comparing it with the time na Dalmi felt na she lost everything and then Jipyong came. Parang, ewan ko, I felt na mas kilala ni Jipyong si Dalmi kaysa kay Dosan, kahit na true letters lang. Ayun lang.
May dadagdag ka pa ba, Demi?
Na naman.
Wow.
Yun na yun eh. Like, yun nga. Yun na nga talaga yun. Alam ni Jeep yung lahat. Feeling ko kahit nga nakapikit siya. Alam niya yung need ni Dalmi. Kasi nga, andun siya growing up. Well, growing up, nandun siya. Alam niya kung paano pakalmahin si Dalmi, ano yung needs niya. Ganon. At saka kasi okay siya sa family. Okay siya sa family. Yun lang din yung gusto ko. Gusto ko okay sa pamilya
well,
ko.
True. May tanong lang ako though. Like if you were in Dalmi's okay. shoes.
Okay. Ito
then.
Na. Last 2 minutes.
Carry.
If you were in Dalmi's shoes then. Kasi kung, himbawa, may kapen pala ko 15 years ago. Tapos bigla na lang siyang di sumagot. Kung ako kasi yun, iisipin ko, ginus na ako.
Well, that's what really happened.
Yeah, ginus diba? Naman
Totoo
talaga.
Naman ginus. Yeah.
Well, it's something na mahirap i-let go talaga. Kaya kahit ginose niya ako, may isip ko pa rin siya. At i-compare ko siya sa lahat ng
ako,
tao
ha,
na.
Ako from personal experience.
Ito nga.
Meron akong guy, hindi naman naging kami.
Pili ko ah.
Pero 2 years pero, kaming nag-kineso.
Pero,
so parang
ano?
Sa akin, sige, go.
Sorry. Parang hindi ko naman dinidismiss na yung connection mo. Wow mo! Yes, yung connection ni Dalmi with Jeep yung is very profound and yun nga, parang natulungan siyang mabuhay dun sa rough patches sa life niya. Pero at the same time kasi, kung di ka maka-move on sa past or like kung super naka-hold on ka sa past na kahit na yung tipong memories na lang yung inaasahan mo, kahit yung tipong memories na lang yung inaasahan mo, hindi yung mismong presence ng tao. Diba, in the end, parang masakit din siya na parang ito yung mga chances na hindi niya tinake in the present. Ito yung mga words na hindi niya nasabi in the present. Parang, as viewers, kasi nakikita natin yun eh, na parang, hala, dapat sinabi niya to, kaso hindi niya pa rin sinabi in the show. So, yun, as Dalmi, parang, kasi sa present, ito yung sinabi ni Dosan sa akin. Ito yung pinarating niya sa akin. Ito yung pinaramdam niya sa akin. And, you know, as someone who personal to, as someone who is willing to commit to the present, kahit na may history ako with someone. Parang, yon, kaya din na-convince ako na si Dosan talaga, kung ako si Dalmi.
Yes. Eh, pasingit lang ako after. Diba, sige, go in na, ikaw muna, ikaw muna, ikaw muna. Malilimutan mo yan eh.
Eh kasi ako naman, we wouldn't meet the dami that we have today if not for, I think, ewan ko, iba talaga, ang laki talaga ng impact ni Jip yung sa akin. Like, I don't think Dalmi would grow into the strong woman that she is now if not for Jipyong's letter. Feeling ko. Ikaw ba, Demi?
Ako kasi, nandito, nasa, hindi, paano ko ba sabihin? Diba, si Dalmi, I mean, na-meet na niya. Okay, nandito tayo sa show kung saan na-meet niya na si the real writer of this Eme. Ako kasi kung nalaman ko na yun, kung nalaman ko na yung nangyari na yun, na siya nga yung nagsulat, si Jipyong talaga, I would ask him tons of questions. And actually, madidisregard ko talaga si Dosan, the real Dosan. Kasi he's not the one I fell in love with. I fell in love with the words of this person, the personality of this person. So, hindi ko talaga siya papansin. And actually, magalit naman ako on both of them. Magalit ako. But, siguro there would be a quick patawad effect on Jipyong's part. Kasi gusto ko malaman bakit ka nagpanggap, anong problema, bakit di mo na lang sinabi na ikaw nga si Han Jipyong or something like that. So, yun, mag-focus ako talaga on him. And, hindi naman neglect. Ang pangit ng neglect, ha? But like, semi-ignore muna. Kasi ito, gusto kong habulin yung, parang parehas lang yung neglect at ignore. Pero, parang, pinababaw ko lang. Hindi, pero parang gusto ko lang habulin yung mga times na wala siya. So, hanggang diba, yung bakit.
15 years ka nang nag-abang eh, di ba? What's a few more
tapos makita ko ganun. My God, ganun itsura.
Girl winner.
Girl, grabe naman maka-itsura. Para namang si Dosan, hindi guwapo.
Aso Demi lang naman po yun na mas prefer ko. Shucks. Parehas naman silang Pogi.
Okay, lang kami sinasabing ganun.
As Demi lang to pala. Sorry.
Okay, namin na-mention si Dosan. Yun lang.
Aso VP, what do you have to say?
hindi, kasi parang masyado kong ano eh, ito personal din to, masyado kong realistic in a sense na parang what's done is done for me. So parang you had your chance, you had 15 years worth of chances to actually come clean and tell me and parang make me realize na you're the person that I deserve. So ang daming chances na nun, I think, kahit gano'ng katorpe siguro or gano'ng ka-uptight pagdating sa love, hindi mo aantayin na yung voice assistant mo yung magsabi sa'yo. Na itry mo na, diba?
How's the weather today?
And girl, would you wait for someone for 15 years na ma-realize na mahal ka pala niya?
Hello, wag mo akong tanongin.
Commit in that life.
Girl, wag mo akong tanongin, baka sumagot ako. Based on experience, 11 years lang naman. Tiyara! Sana hindi ka makinig, ha? Kasi, hello to that person. Wag ka makinig dito. Step out. Exit.
Exit.
Pero well, ayun. Personally kasi, hindi ko siya kaya yung ganun katagal maghihintay. Intention.
Wow. Okay.
Pero ako parang, sorry. Nagagets ko naman why Dalmi is holding on to that past. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang ang laki ng utang ng loob niya. I think one of the themes then behind the character development sa show is yung utang na loob, na which is not very common, if I should say. Mm-hmm. Diba? Parang nagpe-play around dun sa theme na yun. And I think dun nag-hold on si Dalmi. That's why Jipyong has a chance. But yun, kung ako si Dalmi, like, girl, tama na, tapos na. 15 years. Walang sinabi eh. So, next.
Ako naman, diba kasi nabanggit niyo na, sabi ni VP, Jipyong had 15 years to come clean, to declare himself that as the actual person behind the letters. Ako naman, the intention behind writing the letter, I think yun yung turning point. Kasi, the grandma just asked a favor, diba? Parang, hindi naman niya intention talaga na magkaroon ng romantic relationship with Dalmi. Diba? It was Dalmi who fell for Jipyong. And sa show, nakita naman natin na late talaga yung realization ni Jipyong kasi nga, it was not the intention 'di ba? Hindi niya intention to play Dalmi's feelings. Yan, yun pala yun.
Oh my God.
Hindi niya intention paglaruan yung feelings ni Dalmi. Hindi katulad, charot.
Uy.
Girl?
Uy.
Girl?
Uy, wala tayo sa Bardagulan page, ha?
Parehas lang silang nautusan.
Oo, yun. Nautusan lang. Masunurin masyado.
Wala tayo sa FB group. Wala tayo sa FB group. Pero, grabe naman itong insight na to.
Hindi intention ni... Yung intention ni Jeep yung writing those letters was very pure. Kasi nga may utang na loob siya dito kay Lola, and Lola asked him to write those letters to comfort her grandchild. Tapos parang everything that Jeep yung did was yun nga, out of utang na loob lang kay Lola. So very sa akin, very natural yung dating ng process ng pagiging in love or pagka-fell in pagkakahulog ni Jeep yung kay Dalmi. Unlike Dosan, na opportunistic.
Huy!
naginamit yung past ni Jeep yung for his own benefit.
I mean, gets 'yon. Oo, totoo 'yon.
Buti wala akong bias. My God.
To be fair, si Jeep yung unang nag-reach out.
De, tsaka ano,
which is the intention again was to protect Dalmi's feelings.
No, but
kasi ayaw nilang masaktan si Dalmi knowing that nagsisinungaling lang sila.
That was like okay. Once lang naman. Like, 'di ba nga? He wanted to come clean but he wasn't given a chance kasi nga itong ko si Dosan kasi hinaharangan cock blocker. Yan. Ganyan siya.
Di kasalanan ba niyang magaling siya sa timing?
Whoa there.
That's whoa. True.
Okay. Wait lang.
Sige.
Tama na, baka magsabunutan kayo sa Zoom. Pwede ba yun? Pero feeling ko magsasabunutan na kayo. Ako naman. Thank God, wala akong bias. Pero listening to your points, parang both sides make sense.
Na-confuse ka lang.
Wala, dapat pumili ka.
At the end of the show, kailangan makapili si Michi ng bias.
Siya pala talaga si Dalmi, no?
Galingan mo.
Ako na si Dalmi. No, pero ako kasi, ang problema ko lang kay Jeep yung, he's a coward. Parang yung every mention ng assistant niya na may nangyari sa kay Dalmi, tatakbo siya agad. Walang MAM, walang questions or anything. So, tapos pag nandun na siya, parang he felt defeated. Yun lang naman yung akin, guys.
Eh kasi pagdating niya doon, may asungot na. O, sa paano siya kakilos?
Oo.
Ay, hindi pa ako galit. Hindi pa ako galit, guys. I'm okay.
Ilaban mo kasi pag nandun na, parang... galit, o, may pumuporma doon sa girl mo, di ba? Parang... take over.
Diba?
Huwag mo tako.
Diba? Bakit ka may intimidate? Eh, di you lose your chance.
GP yung ako na lang kasi. Uh-oh. Ay, bali na. Wrong event, sorry.
Wrong event pala. Tapos, ang endgame pala, no, sinagdosan sa kasi GP yung
nasa. BL!
Hindi ako magagalit.
Hindi ko matutuwa ako.
Hindi ako magagalit.
I think ibang debate pala dapat to. Ta?
Oo, ibang event na pala to. Anyway, wala akong masabi. guys, kung sino ba sa tingin yung tama, paki-comment na lang sa social media namin at The Kim Pop Show. Huwag niyo kong ipash ha. Sila yung ipash pag ako.
Team best boy. Kasi hindi siya good boy. Yun, best boy siya.
Best boy daw.
Nag-campaign.
Soft boy. Bahala na kayo
sad
dyan.
Boy.
Nag-campaign
ano
talaga eh. No? So, eto na. Ang pinakamainit na question. Next topic. Love language. May effect ba ang love language natin sa supported male character natin?
Oh my
ulitin
God.
Ko, love language. May effect ba ang love language natin as individuals sa character na sinusupport natin? So, sa mga di pa nakakaalam, the love languages are words of affirmation, syempre, love language na may verbal value, quality time, Ito yung time, syempre, from the word itself, time when your partner is actively wanting to spend time with you a lot. Mm-hmm. Third is acts of service. This is when you value it when your partner goes out of their way to make your life easier whether it's short things or big things. Gifts, syempre, yung visual symbolisms of love, wala kang pake kung cheap or mamahalin, basta may naibigay sa'yo, go. And lastly, para sa mga marurupok dyan, charot, physical touch. This is the love language most known if you want to feel love whenever you receive physical signs of affection. That includes kissing, holding hands, cuddling, couch, and sex. Yan.
Bakit ka tumawa?
Bakit?
Ayaw mo
ba? Ayun, yun yung mga ano, five love languages. So, bato-bato pick na naman.
Z, ikaw na.
VP kayo.
Go VP.
Z at VP.
Z, galingan okay. Mo. Gato na lang, wag na kamay. Bato-bato scissors, gano'n.
Ah, okay. Sige.
Kasi hindi naman nakikita ng listeners natin yung mga kamay niyo.
Kanina nagpapel ba ako?
Ah, sige. Michi, count okay. Off.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Bato, bato.
Papel.
Gunting.
Zia na ba? Bakit mo okay na lang
yan? Ano ba yan? Wow. Competitive din kahit doon.
Competitive kahit dito. Sorry. Okay. Team Dosan. 10 minutes. 10 minutes max. Okay. Ready? Start.
Sino mo una?
Go.
Sino gusto mo una? Ako muna.
Go. Ikaw muna.
Okay. Go. Sige. Sa tingin ko naman, parang love language plays a big part in most relationships or in most like people in relationships. And yung nakikita kong love language kasi ni Dosan is hindi, definitely hindi siya words of affirmation kasi hindi marunong magsalita si Kuya Boy.
Yan kanya na code.
Just can never say the right thing. So, X yun.
Oh HTML.
Yeah, yun yung love language
yun
niya.
Yung language niya, HTML.
Tapos, sa tingin ko kasi mas ano eh, mas acts of service and giving gifts yung sa kanya, more than physical touch even. Kasi, yung proximity, parang feeling ko kasi napipilitan lang sila because they work together. So, that's a point that's against our team, pero whatever. But, yung acts of service kasi sa kayong giving gifts, I think mas yun yung tumutulong din kay Dalmi now to kind of really encourage her na parang you don't need to affirm what you feel para sa akin, but you help me through. And babalik ako dun sa point ko kanina of past and present, na parang kasi present to and we're both growing together, so parang thank you for pulling me while you push yourself, parang ganon. At least walang nagkakaiwanan. And ayun, feeling ko dun din nagre-respond si Dalmi ngayon kasi parang as Dawson's career shoots up, 'di ba? Nakakasama din siya doon. And even if alam ko mabibring up to at some point, but even if pumunta siya sa Silicon Valley for 3 years, mm-hmm. 'di ba? Parang the Dalmi that he left behind nag-grow pa rin eh, tumuloy. So parang yung trajectory ng paghatak niya kay Dalmi had an effect even up until 3 years after niya mawala. So parang ganun, for me, ganun ka-strong yung love language niya. Ganun ka-strong yung acts of service na dinigay niya. Kasi it had an effect kahit wala na siya, di ba? Parang minus physical touch, minus words of affirmation. Kasi hindi sila nag-uusap, hindi sila magkasama. It still had an effect on her. Enough of an effect para, di ba, marinig niya na lumabas siya sa vlog ng friend nila at ma-feel na takot siyang panoorin because, you know, it might come back. Lahat ng nararamdaman niya. Yun lang for me.
Okay, let's
and
go.
I agree na yung love language ni Dosan, more on acts of service and minsan din quality time. Kasi yung fact na he's willing to spend time, the fact na, actually words of affirmation, medyo yes na medyo no. Like minsan di niya alam kung ano yung sasabihin niya, pero at the same time, dun sa mga pushy moments, yung magpe-present si Dalmi, tapos super kinakabahan siya, alam ni Dosan kung ano yung dapat niyang sabihin. Pero may mga moments na hindi talaga niya alam kung anong sasabihin niya. So, minsan depende. Tapos ayun, yung na-highlight sa akin, I guess, kasi parang naisip ko din kung ano yung love language ni Dalmi. Physical touch is one of the prominent ones. Kasi yung kamay. Pero yung kamay, symbolic siya. Hindi siya lang
it's not literal.
The act of hand-holding. But more of the warmth, the support, the comfort that came with Dawson's hand. The sobrang warm, sobrang, alam mo yung kaya kang suportahan, na malaki siya na kaya kang suportahan. You know?
Ew.
You know, big hands.
Yes! You know, big hands. Just, yeah. Ayun. Parang as a hand holder yourself.
Ayun na! Ang kalat siya.
As a hand holder myself, parang dun lumabas yung biases ko talaga. Like, di ko makakaila. I'm a physical touch bitch. Like, oh my God. Kaya, di ako pwede sa LDR. I'm coming clean. Tapos, pa yung, ayun, the fact na he felt, na Dalmi felt that kind of comfort from Dawson's hands. Parang, it made me think na, yung pagmamahal in the present, it can make you feel profound things. Kahit na you haven't been together for a long time. It can make you reflect on a lot of things. It can make you learn na pwede pala yung ganito. Na, it can actually feel that way, different from what you've been used to before. And you learn more about the person as you go on and on and on. Ayun.
Okay. Ganda. Okay. Wala nang habol. Wala na? Okay.
All good.
Let's go. Yes. Good luck, Team Jipyong. Sino start? Sino start?
Demi, ako. Since I started kanina, okay. Ikaw naman ngayon.
Sige.
Okay.
Wow.
So, 1, 2, 3, start.
Ayun. So, super evident at kitang-kita naman natin kung ano yung love language na ino-offer ni Jipyong. Obviously, it's words of contradiction. Charot, hindi. Kasi di ba lagi niya kinokontest? To be fair, lagi niya nga kinokontest si Dalmi. That's the reason naman kasi is to provide a break. But yeah, words of affirmation saying na, do not be intimidated, you got this, something like that. And then, isa pang very prominent is, of course, our favorite acts of service. Hindi, no one can deny lahat ng paghalo ng noodles, pag-open ng bote. At pag-protect ng ulo, te. Hindi ko ba kayang gawin yun? Pero sige, I'll give you that. Pero, but more than that kasi, it's the thought nga na uunahin kita bago ako. Kasi ikaw yung priority ko. Kung saan ka, kung ano yung kanina yung feel mo, ikaw muna bago ako. Kasi hindi naman ako nagmamatter. Parang ganun. Hindi naman, parang ganun na nga. Based on Jipyong ha, kasi nababasa ko talaga siya. Charot! Hindi, pero, yun. Yung way niya rin on how to do it, like, hindi nga niya, sobrang silent lover niya. Na hindi niya kailangan i-announce sa buong madlang people. Pero ramdam mo, hindi niya kailangan i-kiss si Dalmi. Hindi niya kailangan i-kiss sa rooftop, hindi niya kailangan yun. But the fact that he's doing this, pinuntahan niya sa Gap yung badet. Hello, anong ginagawa niya doon para lang sunduin kasi wala siyang, hindi niya alam paano siya uwi. Tapos, dami and sobrang daming times na na-prove naman ni Jipyong yun. And quality time, spending time with her to be her mentor. Not just as Jipyong but as a mentor. Pati sa family, kay Harmony, hindi lang siya kay Dalmi din nagsispend ng time. So, plus factor yun nga sa akin pag okay ka sa family. Kasi, it proves to me na hindi lang ako yung mahal mo. Mahal mo din yung pamilya ko. Shucks! Gusto ko na magka-jowa. Grabe to! Grabe naman to discussion na to. Pero yun, ako, yun yung evident talaga sa akin. Kaya, malaking factor na may nag-aalaga sa akin. Kasi, napansin ko lang, si Dalmi din yung nag-aalaga sa lola niya. Parang nabuhay nga siya mag-isa, so hindi niya rin technically alam paano mag-alaga ng ibang tao. Siguro ako yun yung nakikita ko eh. Si Jipyong din, to be fair ha. Wala man siya magulang, di niya alam kung ano ang concept ng love, siguro. But the way I see it, nabibigay niya yun at napapakita niya yun kay Dalmi. Though hindi nakikita ni Dalmi kasi yung tungo-tungo niyo.
Hindi niya kasi sinasabi.
kasi nga, more of action talaga siya. Parang, he thinks hindi niya naman deserve yung recognition eme. Kasi ginagawa lang niya to kasi yun yung gusto niyang gawin. Kasi mahal niya yung tao. Parang gano'n. Gusto ko na magka-jowa.
Bago magsalita si Sige, gusto ko lang masabi sa iyo, kanina pa ako nahihimlay kasi...
Narurupok kami. Ano ko
kasi. Nakakarupok. Nakakarupok. To be fair.
Kasi yun yung top two ko yung actual services. So parang, oh, shit. Damang-dama. Anyway, go see.
Dama ko din yan.
Ako naman, Demi explained really well yung character ni Zipyong. And I agree naman na acts of service and words of affirmation. And previously, sa first topic, I mentioned na how yun nga, words of affirmation, nabanggit ko na siya kanina, through the letters. I just thought, na-realize ko lang ngayon, na very contradicting because sa love language ko, I think nasa bottom part yung acts of service because I don't wanna burden anyone. I don't wanna feel indebted to someone. So parang minsan, parang ayaw ko na naaabala ko yung ibang tao just because of myself. So, naisip ko, so bakit ko like si Jipyong? Eh, yun nga, parang he always goes out of his way to help Dalmi out. And narealize ko, ngayon lang din, na kahit na yung love language ni Jipyong is acts of service, and ako personally, hindi yun yung akin. Hindi kami tugma, kumbaga. Kaya ako siya gusto kasi, yun nga, silent lover siya. Hindi very in your face yung pag-show niya ng acts of service. Parang like, he's always in the background. Sabi nga, siya yung sandbox eh, diba? Siya yung sandbox ni Dalmi. Kasi, lagi lang siya nasa background, lagi lang siyang, ako yung plan B, diba? Ako yung second lead. Ganon. So parang, I think, yun yung, that's why I like Jipyong despite na hindi kami same ng love language. And I think that's beautiful. Wow.
Very telling of what I like about cinema. Chara. Nga, feeling ko part din yun ng rooting for the underdogs. Like, you wanna root for them eh. Kasi ito yung, ito, ba't hindi mo siya nakikita? Ako kasi nakikita ko siya eh. Parang ganun yung feeling. Na ano ba yan? Kasi tingin ka lang ng tingin kay ganyan. O, hindi masabi yung pangalan. Allergic ka, girl. So, okay. Iyon.
Last words. May habol ba kayo?
Last words to Dalmi. Convince Dalmi ganon.
Di pa. Doon sa debate, excited ka, girl.
May habol pa ba yung Team Dosan?
Okay.
Before I had my say.
Ako okay na. I'm saving it for later.
Ako din.
Dalmi, makinig ka dito. Masunin ka.
Okay. Wala na kayo. Team Jipyong, may habol pa kayo? Wala na.
Feeling ko mamaya na lang din kasi nakita ko si Debbie may hawak siyang ballpen eh.
Hindi. Nag-click lang ako as a kinesthetic. Kailangan, kinakabahan ako guys. Gusto ko na siyang piliin. Okay. Nakakainis.
Oh my God.
No, in the...
Akala ko
sigur,
na...
last words.
Shut down ka
na. Wow, last words. Sa debate or sa part na to lang.
Sa debate.
Like...
Sa
part na to, portion na to lang. Siguro nga, ang ganda lang nung way din kasi ni, gustong-gusto kong part, yung, nag-come clean na talaga si Jipyong na kahit masakit, kailangan niyang marinig. Kasi, ito yung need mong malaman eh. Hindi ko na to yung sugarcoat, parang ganun. So, yun lang, nagmamatter talaga yung feelings. And for me, part yon ng... Part siya talaga ng acts of service kasi, ewan ko, gagawin mo yun kahit na alam mong na-hurt na... Hindi naman na-hurt na ako, but alam mong masakit siya, but I have to know it. Kasi hindi ako mag-grow or masastuck ako dito kung hindi masasabihin. So yun, malaking factor talaga yung bardugula nila. Yeah. So,
kailangan may ganun.
Very kinesthetic ako. Kinakabahan ako today, guys. Pero yun lang naman ang aking words.
Daman-dama ako. So, kung ako tanongin nyo, I'd say, depende sa tao. Like, ako kasi, I don't know. I feel so honored when someone does things for me na I didn't ask. So, I think yung kay Jeep yung dun ako nakaka-relate. Even though I don't know if talagang this is out of genuine habit or talagang meron siyang MS sa akin, wala akong pake. Pero, I feel na para wow, binavalue ko sa person kasi they do things for me.
He's so mindful special. He's so mindful.
So, I think tama yung impact na yung love language nyo has something to do with choosing the character. Mm-hmm. Though I have to agree na din na it still depends kasi on viewing you as Dalmi gets. Pero again, kayo mga listeners dyan, tama ba yung perception na pagpili nyo ng character is depende sa love language nyo? Please let us know na din. Ako yeah. naman, yun. So, tama naman yung both sides nyo. I guess it's in the matter of perceptions na din. So, eto na talaga! Charot. Now that we have everything out of the way, bahala na kayo dyan. I'll gawin ko ng kutsilyo. Charot.
Saksakan. Saksakan sa podcast.
Oh, saksakan. Saksakan talaga yun. No? Anyway, we'd like to close this episode with one last thing. Lahat tayo, we have to say our last words for Dalmi. Dalmi, as much as I aspire your perseverance, choose wisely. Kasi wala naman akong pake kung sino yung ending mo. Basta huwag kang maging tanga. Magaling ka nga, pero tanga ka dun sa aspect na yun sa relationships. Yun lang, good luck na lang sa life, good luck na lang sa lola mo. Please make good choices na lang. Don't disappoint me in the end. Yun lang. Okay, Team Dosan muna.
So, Dalmi, you've been through a lot and nakaka-proud na CEO ka na rin nung company din ni Inje. Tapos, I guess, sa romance, basta piliin mo kung ano yung sinasabi ng puso mo and kung kanino ka talaga sasaya. Okay lang naman sa akin kahit kanino. Yung biases ko naman talaga kay Dosan. Pero kung kay Dosan talaga siya makakahanap ng kaligayahan, comfort, growth, nourishment, halaman. Kung doon siya makakahanap. Pagkain. Kung doon siya makakahanap ng comfort, warmth, and growth, and love, go for it, girl. Tulak pa kita.
Oh, next. Ikaw naman, VP.
Okay. Sige. To Dalmi, alam kong it's going to be hard to choose between the two. And it is like a super tough decision. Kasi you're at that point in your life where you, na-build mo na yung foundations mo as a person. Maybe it's time to grow out of that. And malay mo, it's time to start a family or something. But when it comes to your choices, I guess just choose someone who will not only push you or support you to move forward, but is with you as you move forward. Yes. Yun, yung hahawak sa kamay mo, sasamahan ka. And you'll know na, di ba, sabay kayong umaandar in life. Yun lang.
Yeah. Okay.
Ang ganda.
Z, let's go.
Feeling ko dosan na ako.
Para sa akin na si Jeep yung.
Joke lang.
I'll go, Z.
Sige. I'll go first. Ako naman, although, alam ko naman na itong debate is Team Dosan or Team Jeep yung. Pero, at the end of the day, we're all Team Dalmi.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is the best for her, diba? Whoever she chooses. Kasi diba, sabi ko nga, in real life, ang love, hindi naman siya feeling. It's a decision. So once nag-decide ka kung sino or ano, paninindigan mo yun, diba? Kasi yung feeling, fleeting yan eh. Lumilipas yan eh. Pero kapag nag-decide ka, na gusto mo yung isang tao, kahit anong setbacks or kahit hindi ma-meet yung mga expectations mo, you have to panindig. Anong English ang panindigan?
Stand by your choices.
And ako naman, if I were Dalmi,
I choose someone na hindi lang laging aayon sa mga gusto ko. I choose someone na who would look at things or at my decisions objectively. Someone na i-criticize ako when that person sees na may mali or there's something that I can improve on. Kasi hindi din healthy na lagi kayong same ng line of thinking ng partner mo. Doon nangyayari yung stagnancy. Doon nangyayari yung nawawalan kayo ng growth. Kasi palagi na lang kayong pareho ng decision sa buhay. Parang ganun. Parang at some point, kailangan mo din ng someone na i-criticize ka. Yun lang. Kaya siguro Team Jeep yung ako kasi hindi lang siya oo ng oo kay Dalmi. Like, ayun. Criticize niya yung decision niya. So, ayun, Dalmi, I wish you the best. Eme.
To my virtual self. Well, charot. Hindi. Dalmi, yung dami ko talagang gustong sabihin sa'yo. Una, piliin mo yung sarili mo para sa amin na lang yung mga lalaki. Charot. Hindi. Piliin mo yung sarili mo in a sense na yun nga, continue to grow. Kasi ang dami na nasa plate mo right now. Like, talaga ba? You have time for romance. Congratulations kung meron. I mean, naingit ako na may ganun ka. So, now that you have it, you have the romance there, na kaya mo nga siyang pagsabayin. Siguro yung masasabi ko na lang, I don't know kung sinong pipiliin mo. Kung yung someone who was there for you kahit di mo siya nakikita or someone na parang sumulpot na lang and made it into life yung mga something in your head. Sure. But siguro ang pinaka mapapaya ko na lang, lawakan mo pa yung rose-colored eyes mo. Kasi right now, ito lang yung nakikita mo. Kami kasi nakikita namin lahat. Ikaw, siya lang nakikita mo. Kahit nag-rest yung 3 years na yun, no? Hindi nag-move si Jipyong. Si Jipyong, kasi you were still into Dosan and he gave you that space. But now that he's trying to move and give that fighting spirit and swing the bat, kasi nga si Yongshil, alam mo Yongshil? Sana you look way past him. I mean, him, Dosan. Like, tignan mo rin, mag-zoom out ka. Tapos, tingnan mo, i-weigh mo talaga siya. Hindi lang dahil andito si ganyan, kaya ito yung pipiliin mo. Or, kasi dami nang binigay sa akin ni ganito, kaya siya yung pipiliin ko. I-weigh mo kung sino talaga yung laman ng puso mo. Kasi, mahirap na. Ang sabi mo, you won't regret your choices. Mamaya mamili ka. And then, you had one regret. Ayaw natin nun. Gusto natin na paninindigan, like what Z said, paninindigan mo talaga yung choices mo. And please, choose someone who can read the room and sensitive enough sa needs mo din. The same way you're sensitive sa needs niya. And you know kung sino yon.
Period!
Si Jeep yung yon.
Period!
So yan.
Period.
It's your choice naman.
Wow. Grabe this, this, napasarap talaga yung debate natin.
Totoo.
Wala, remind ko lang ha, wala kami sa FB group. Tandaan nyo, we're in a podcast. So, kung nagtaka kayo, bakit wala nagmumara? That's on you. That's not on us. Civil kami dito,
sorry.
Diba? Civil
healthy, kami. Healthy discussion.
Yes.
Healthy
lang kami dito. So, ayun. It's true. Thank you guys so much. Thank you kay VP and kay Demi for giving
us time. Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
Kilig kami kasi biglaan to. So parang it's about time.
Mm-mm.
And again, and of course, we want to thank our listeners na din for both listening to our show and for joining on our watch parties on Startup. We will announce pala when namin balak mag watch party for the final episodes.
Oh
yes,
God.
Final episodes na, mga bakla.
Nakakaba, no?
Oh my God.
Nakakaba. Yeah. Okay lang yan, buhay na tayo for this weekend. Charot.
Ayan pala. I just wanna say then, na kasi, di ba, we held a giveaway event na may pinost kami question, are you Team Dawson or are you Team Jipyong, and then explain why you chose that character. We're gonna announce the winner for that on our watch party na lang din.
Abangan niyo na lang, guys.
Pwede ba yung sagot na lang dito? Yun na lang yung entry. Ito na lang. Chad.
May maximum 200 words lang.
Ay, na pala.
Ayan. So, by the way, VP, may gusto ka bang i-promote?
Yeah.
Ano ba? Madami.
Go lang.
But thank you for having me here. And dun sa listeners ng Kimbap Show, if you guys also want to check out the other podcasts out there that I'm in, syempre. you can go ahead and check out Cha Astrology, or Cha Astrology is where we talk about astrology, syempre, and parang Astrology Bardagulan, where we will read you to filth, kung gusto nyo ng ganon, kung you're that type of person. And also, we're talking about compatibility this season, so hulaan natin kung anong signs ni Jipyong at ni Dawson, and we'll see kung sino mas compatible. And then, if you're a fan of BL or GL series, yes, and movies and shipping, yeah, there's also The Shippers, so you can find us on the Twitter at The Shippers PH. So yeah, yun yung mga pinag-uusapan namin. We take like a deep dive into the open seas of TV and film and like boys love cinema or whatever. And last yun, yung woe or no naman for anything that's current or new na you're too scared to try, or parang hindi mo pa alam kung gusto mo ba siyang gawin or i-consume, or wag mo na lang siyang pansinin, you can go listen to Woe or No Show. Yun, we do reviews and whatnot about anything and everything we can get our hands on. So yun lang. Ang dami pala.
Ang dami.
Thank you, superstar.
Thank
you, Gaby. What about you, Miss Demi? What you have in the bag?
I'm promoting myself, so... Char. So, single dyan. Baka naman. Ano ba yan? Single pa ako.
Drop your Insta, sis.
Damery.c. Yes. Ayan na. Ito na yon, guys.
Ayan na yung sold dami ng mga GP.
Oo, yung mga GP yung dyan. Pipiliin ko kayo. Mga dosan, try na rin ako. Baka sakali naman. Bayan. Kaya ko din naman mag-RGB. Kaya ko yun. Money. Kasi na, charot. Pero yun lang, wala naman. Wala naman akong ipopromote.
Thank you.
But thank you din for inviting me. Sobrang I love this healthy discussion. Kasi nga, ang hirap maghanap ng kausap. Si Z lang din kausap ko, chinchat ko lang siya. Shit! Ganon. Ganon.
Thank you. Sige.
Thank you.
So, our podcast, The Kimbap Show, is available sa... madaming platforms like Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pocket Casts, and other streaming platforms.
And like I mentioned earlier, if you want to talk to us or you just want to follow us, go ahead on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's at The Kimbap Show.
Or if you want to share your thoughts on this episode or just give us a quick shout out, you can do so by dropping by our Curious Cat at The Kimbap Show as well, or join our Telegram channel where we post everything firsthand. Like, dun namin unang pinapost lahat ng things. It's t.me/kimbapshow.
This has been VP.
This has been Demi.
This has been Z.
This has been Isla.
And this has been Michi. And we'll see you guys next time.
Tumanayo!
Bye! Bye.